following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to kung fu.
Welcome back to my episode. It's your host, Cappy Kicks, and today I'm here with my fellow black belt, DJ Mizu,
where we are here to make you a stronger, faster, and cooler person like us.
Today, I'll be asking my fellow black belt about his experiences in kung fu and tips for newcomers to kung fu. So let's get into it. The first question for you is, how is kung fu a lifestyle for you?
So I feel like kung fu is a lifestyle to me because it's trained me a lot of discipline and perseverance. And it's also given me a lot of confidence, which is definitely a skill that can help you a lot, especially in your school and your classes. Having to give speeches during kung fu testing is basically one of the core things that you learn in your normal like public speaking class. So I feel like that definitely does help a lot. It just gives confidence. And through kung fu, it's definitely whenever you see a skill that is really hard, but seeing it and after learning it, practicing it, it just gives you the confidence to know that you can be able to master anything as long as you put work and time into it.
And do you think from your experience that kung fu is for all ages and body types?
I feel like growing up, because when I first started kung fu, I was that really fat kid. And I know Cappy Kicks was also a fat kid.
Okay.
Sorry, but yeah, I had a picture where both of us were just like really fat, really big.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like seeing just how we like changed over time is just something that tells me that all body types can do it, no matter if you start off skinny, you start off fat, you start off really athletic, and definitely all ages you can. I know like some adults that they're still doing it now. I know some people that are, you know, older than us and still like sometimes even better than us too. But the thing about that is just kung fu isn't necessarily like suitable for a specific age and body type, but it's more suitable for like the specific mindset that you have. Like kung fu is suitable for you if you, you know, like have a lot of discipline, you're willing to learn, you're willing to spend time. But even if you don't, I feel like kung fu will naturally train those things over time for you.
Yeah, I think so too, because there are definitely a ton of like little kids who are doing backflips or old guys who are holding like 300 pounds or punching through bricks. We know a few shibus who can do that, and some women who definitely are really good at kicking us in the nuts, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. If you know, you know. So with that being said, what does the word can't mean to you?
The word can't basically means to me that, one, you probably didn't try hard enough, or two, you just can't, and it's also something that you have to accept. But you also need to know the discernment to know whether your body just can't take it, or it's something that you have a mental obstacle that's holding you back. Because especially like as I grew up, like as a blue belt, purple belt, everything like that, there were a lot of things that I just thought that I couldn't do. But later on, I did end up getting them. And that one is more of just like a mental one, because starting off, you know, you like after you do something maybe like 5 times, 10 times, even 100 times, and you still can't do it, you just give up after that. But kung fu, it basically trains you that you have to do something like 1,000 times, 10,000 times in order to be able to get better at it. Like, I know a good quote that came from Bruce Lee that says, he's not afraid of the man who's learned 10,000 kicks and practiced each of them one time, but the man who's practiced learned one kick and practiced it 10,000 times. So I feel like definitely the word can't is just showing that you need to put more work into it and you can be able to learn it eventually.
Yeah, I agree with that, because there's definitely a few too many things that we've learned, like the pop-up or like the black dragon, that definitely I would say I said can't way too many times before actually getting it, since the black dragon took me almost like 2 years. But I think with the help of not only Shifus but also like friends like this DJ Mizu over here, we were able to get through it. And lastly, I would say, who is an inspiration slash role model in your kung fu or in general life?
I feel like definitely a role model in my kung fu life is either Shifu Ping Pong or Shifu Jack-O-Lantern. And basically, I feel like Shifu Ping Pong, he's basically really brutal. I'd say like he's infamously known at our school for just making the most painful workouts and making everyone just like be in pain. Like, I know our punching drills I've literally gotten like skin peeled off from my knuckles just because of how hard we had to punch. And he's also definitely the guy to like yell at you for like the smallest stuff. But what makes him like really special to me is just how like he really puts passion into what he does. And he basically just also inspires me, and just through him, I've learned how like if you are going to do something, you need to put in 100% of it. Otherwise, it's just better for, you know, you to go home and just like give up on everything. So like you don't want to put partial effort, you want to put all the effort that you can into it. And Shifu Jack-O-Lantern's also, he's more of like the balanced kind. He can make like really funny jokes, and it's just easy to be able to hang out with him. And of course, his workouts are also definitely really brutal. But the thing about him too is just how he knows when it's time to, you know, lock in, when it's time to relax. And he's also just inspired me a lot and just been able to make me more like emotionally mature too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Both of them are really great Shifus, and definitely I would agree with Mr. Jack-O-Lantern because of not only his funny jokes, but also he's like one of the best inspirations for me with his more bigger frame and his ability to not only move fast, but also inspire us from those fat kids who started in Kung Fu to become those six-pack men, you know, who can break through walls also, you know. We're not joking. Okay, with that being said, let's move on to a more easier segment, which is let's talk about the more fun side of Kung Fu. Since we've been talking about Kung Fu so much, we definitely need to go into the other aspects of Kung Fu, such as eating as well as working out. And definitely eating is the most important part because you not only need to fill your body with the right stuff, right?
Yeah.
So. Okay, so what was your most favorite meal after Kung Fu?
Ooh, okay, wait, this is a pretty good question. But let's see. Because the thing about like being like higher levels is that you have later classes. So I remember my class was like 6-7 p.m. Yeah, it was like 7 to 8 p.m. So I would basically have to eat dinner before that. But some afternoon classes, they would like start at maybe like 11 and end at 12. So that's pretty good. But I would say one of the best meals that I've ever had was basically when me, Cappy Kicks, and another person that you'll hear about in episode 7, we basically went to Costco and then ripped off every one of their free samples. And exactly after that too, like after we were already pretty full, we decided to go to Starboard, which is basically, if you don't know, this fried chicken place. And it was also pretty good. And then we hung out for like 4 hours, I think. But that was definitely one of the best meals that, or like multiple meals actually, that I've eaten after a Kung Fu session.
Yeah, I would agree. There's definitely some great meals that we've had, not only together, but also solo in general. And I think my most favorite meal of the gang, at least, would be when we went to Taco Bell that one time. Initially, we go to Taco Bell a lot because Taco Bell is right next door before the Costco was built. But we would go and we would eat just tacos, and it would just hit different because we worked out really hard. Or a time when, after we finished black belt testing, we not only were treated out by the Shifu to go eat for free, so it was even better because it's free, but it just, in general, marked the fact that we completed something really well, and food can do that for many people. Now we talked about food, let's talk about why you think Kung Fu is fun.
Kung Fu isn't fun, honestly. That's the thing. Kung Fu is probably one of the most painful things that you can go through as a human being. But the only thing that actually makes it fun is just like the people that you do it with. Like, I feel like asking if Kung Fu's fun basically the same thing as asking like, oh, is being in the military fun? Like, of course not. Like, you have to go through like hella military training. You have to wake up at like 4 a.m. Okay, Kung Fu, you don't need to do that. But Kung Fu is definitely like also really painful. Especially after Shifu Ping Pong, like he has this rotation thing where it's like circuit training, but all the circuits are actually like really hard. So I feel like the only fun thing about Kung Fu is just being able to build this community, this family, like especially with Cappy Kicks and some other people, all the Shifus. I feel like just being able to like connect with them and just sharing something with them, exercising with them, and you know, like sharing pain with them. I think that's the only thing that makes Kung Fu actually like worthwhile. Because before, for a while too, like I would say maybe like 5-6 years ago, I actually wanted to like quit because I just thought it was too hard. I didn't want to keep on going. But honestly, after I met Cappy Kicks, I think I met him before, but once I started getting like closer to him, we started having like multiple belt tests at the same time. And slowly, like, I actually started wanting to go to Kung Fu again. And like, even when my parents were like, oh yeah, like, you're sick, you don't need to go, and I'm like, bro, I need to go to meet Cappy Kicks. So I think Kung Fu is just more fun with the community that you have.
Yeah, I definitely think that the question isn't the greatest, but I think Kung Fu is definitely not only just fun for the Shifus in general only torturing us, but it's also more in general memorable for us because we're not only learning to get stronger together, but also suffering together. And it's kind of like that idea of trauma bonding where it's, we don't get closer with the easy friendship is magic thing. We get closer together with the blood, sweat, and tears of each other that we have to drink to get past to the end and continue to do more push-ups or sit-ups or squats or more body conditioning like stances like Mabu or Gombu that I taught in the recent episodes. Now that we've talked about the fun, let's get into the life lessons that we've learned and then the end of the episode, which will then lead to our joke and then our farewell. And the first life lesson that I would definitely say that we should focus on is, what does sacrifice mean to you? And how did that help you pursue Kung Fu and keep going?
So I feel like sacrifice is, like, for those of you who've taken, like, AP Econ, sacrifice to me is basically, like, opportunity cost. Like, if you have to, when you're given two choices, you have to think about, like, the pros and cons of both choices and decide whether one would be better than the other. Like, I know definitely I've had to sacrifice a lot. You know, I've given up, like, playing basketball. I've given up volleyball. These other sports that, you know, like, seem more fun to, like, just actually pursue Kung Fu, like, full-time. Later on, I did end up going, like, maybe 5 hours a week, so like around 20 hours a month. But I feel like sacrifice too, especially in like a social context, is that I've had to give up hanging out with my friends like a lot because of just like Kung Fu practices. I've had to give up going to work, my part-time job, because of Kung Fu. And I feel like the thing about that is just you need to compare, like, oh, which one would you rather have? And you want to think about the long-term effects of both. So, like, the sacrifices that I've made in Kung Fu, it's also, like, helped me move towards my life goals, because I feel like every decision that you make, it'll slowly, like, snowball into the person you are today, and it's definitely made me more confident and also just more disciplined in everything I do compared to, you know, like, hanging out with my friends and whatever else we're doing, because even when I did hang out with my friends, it was just, like, walking around half the time and not doing much, but I could honestly be using that time to build myself, make myself a better person along with Cappy Kicks, you know, so.
Yeah, I would agree, definitely, because not only have I also experienced that with not hanging out with some of my friends, and low-key that was bad because we didn't really get to spend too much time before we all go off to college, and I've low-key just not been around many people, but I think in another way, it's good to not only have a balance between Kung Fu and martial arts, because not only Shifu Jack Lantern told me that it's important that you always come to Kung Fu, because it's kind of like school. Like, if you miss one day, you're going to miss out on an opportunity to learn something, but even if you miss out on something, you always have another day. And while it might not be the same when you get to college and don't have that much time with Kung Fu or your martial art or your sport, it's important to not only learn Kung Fu, but also learn that there's other parts of life that you should definitely do. So definitely manage your time well. And I would say that I'm thankful for not only having so many people to not only grow up with, but also having a great community in Kung Fu, which not only made that change easier to get into, but in general, just helped me keep moving on. Which is what I think during Thanksgiving is what many people think, because we're all thankful for something. So what are you thankful for to have learned in Kung Fu?
I think, bro, I'm honestly thankful that I've done Kung Fu for this many years, but I would say one thing that I'm thankful for about Kung Fu is just learning how to be disciplined and, like, get out of my comfort zone. Because the thing about Kung Fu, too, is that, especially with, like, Shifu Ping Pong and whatever, like, he made me dread going to practice, I think. So, especially after I started, like, getting used to his stuff, it completely rewired my mindset, and I went from, like, oh, I want to avoid hard things to going, like, to going to, like, oh, I want to do the hard things because by doing them, it can help me grow. And I feel like I'm thankful for Kung Fu that it could be able to like really rewire my mindset and just like completely change my personality and the way I look at life and school and whatever.
Yeah, I would agree, because not only looking at life and school or whatever, but there's also definitely many things that I'm thankful for in general from the Shifu's teaching us to not only approach challenges as something we can just get better from. For example, Shifu Jack-O-Lantern telling me when we were late to class, he would start implementing the do push-ups for every minute you're late.
It was like 10 push-ups too. 10 push-ups, 10 squats, 10 V-sit-ups for every minute that you were late. And I remember one time I was coming back from an event and I was 15 minutes late and I was debating whether or not I should still go, because technically the event wasn't done. But that's also another thing I'm thankful for Kung Fu. Like, it's just really, it's almost made me addicted almost. I'm like, okay, even though I'm going to be 15 minutes late, I'm still going to go because I actually want to go for once. So 15, like, it was 150 squats, 150 push-ups, 150 V-sit-ups. And it took me like a solid 10 minutes to do, but you usually get used to it after a while, so.
Yeah, and I think not only with the fact that you keep on doing so many different push-ups, squats, sit-ups, V-sit-ups. V-sit-ups are when you do like, you lift your legs up and then use your hands to not only meet like above your body halfway. So it's kind of like a harder sit-up slash leg lift thing.
Yeah, it was rotation too, because basically one V-sit-up would be considered as technically three, because the first one, it would be your left hand to your right foot and the right hand to left foot, and then like a normal V-sit-up. So like it'd be like 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, and it was just actual pain, bro.
Yeah, and I think the good part about that though is it's core workout every single day. We did a lot of legs, even though we didn't want to do legs. Like, going to the gym now without Kung Fu, legs suck, but when you go to Kung Fu and you have no choice, well dang, you're gonna get some pretty strong legs, I can't lie, or strong core. But that being said, that's just something that you'll get better at. And I think the next part that I want to look at is Kung Fu just has so many parts to your, you know, lifestyle. What do you think is the biggest takeaway you have from Kung Fu?
I feel like the biggest takeaway I've had from Kung Fu is just probably, like, at least what I mentioned earlier, if you're going to do something, do it with 100% of your effort. Otherwise, just don't do it at all. Because this idea was reinforced by Shifu Ping Pong. But basically, when we were doing like bag training, and then I remember like I was honestly really tired that day, and then we had to do like, what, 30 seconds of nonstop roundhouse kicks. And then like later on, you know, like my stamina was depleted, I just like started like slacking off a little bit. And then he completely stopped the entire class and just like literally went up to me and just like, oh, if you're not gonna do it well, just go home, pack your stuff and go home, because there's no reason for you to be here. And then even though that like did feel kind of bad, and we also had to repeat the 30 seconds after, but it definitely just showed me how like when you do something, you want to like put all of your effort into it and just try your best. Because also it's sometimes better to like, especially if you put it into like the context of like a test, you want to study as hard as you can and get the score that you got, instead of like slack off a little bit, and then when you get your score, you would think to yourself like, oh, I could have gotten higher if I studied harder, then might as well just, you know, just like study the hardest and take the highest score that you know you can get.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway in Kung Fu. There's definitely many takeaways in Kung Fu, especially when you talk about working out or in general life lessons for mentality, but I think he basically summed up what I wanted to say in general. And this guy is definitely a great role model, because if you had to look at anyone who was given like the most impossible task, he'd always be there working out, never giving up. Even if we had to go inside and it was raining, this guy would be carrying the boats outside, running back and forth, doing the bunny hops, doing the squats, doing anything he has to get stronger. And he definitely made it with his six-pack abs, you know. Ooh, those tone muscles. And lastly, I would say, what does failure mean to you, and do you think it matters anymore?
I feel like failure, at least from what I saw, at least this was on an Instagram reel actually, but when you look at failure, the way you can rewire your brain is to think of it as new data being acquired, like, you know, having your new software update. But every time you receive failure, you learn like what you did wrong, and what you can do differently. Like, just how, you know, like Apple, Steve Jobs, whatever, even when like when you face a new problem, you want to know what happened, you want to diagnose it, and you want to figure out what you can do better. And that's what leads to these new software updates. Like how we went from, what was it, like the smallest iPod to iPhone 17 Pro Max, you know, if you're open-minded like me. And the thing about that is just the more you fail, the more you learn. And each failure will just set you up for the future, for your future successes. So honestly, it doesn't bother me as much anymore as it used to, because now if you look at failure as yourself improving, it not only like humbles you to know that you will fail and you won't succeed in everything, but also like just helps you like understand where you failed and how to improve from there.
Yeah, I think failure definitely doesn't bother me as much either, because you not only are failing to succeed, but you're also failing to not only show that you're trying. For example, Shifu Jacqueline once told me that you don't fail down, you gotta fail up, which doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But to me, it means that you're not only failing so you fall on the ground, you're failing so you can get back up again. With that being said, thank you for being on my interview, DJ Mizu. But now let's do the ending section, but we can't leave you off with the Kung Fu joke of the day. So how do Kung Fu fighters laugh?
Ha ha ha.
But we'll work on that next time. Anyways, thank you for being here. So get up, find an open area to do the chant. Today, I want you to say something that brings you hope. Are you ready?
One, two, three, family!
Thank you for listening to me and your host, your following co-host, DJ Mizu. Remember, we're not only here to inspire you, but help you find your way to greatness, one step at a time. This is DJ Cappy Kicks
and DJ Mizu signing off.
Peace!